is Nick and Tina, and you're watching On the Road with Dr. Brian.
Some of them I look like an assassin.
Really?
Like a criminal, like.
Oh my god, you do. Wow.
My name is Helga, and
you look like you're you look like you're about to kill Rocky and Bullwinkle. That's what you look like you're.
Oh,
like,
and the, yeah. With the trench coat.
Yeah, Nikita. All right.
Nikita.
So this is Dr. Brian, and I'm here in Toronto, Ontario, and I'm having a good conversation about her ID picture just now. I'm talking with Miss Cherish Amour. How you doing, Cherish?
I'm good. That's correct. That is my name.
That is your real name.
100% so, birth name. How real
do you
name.
Like? How do you have a name like Cherish Amour as a real name? What do you do for a living, Cherish?
Well, no one ever believes my name is my real name.
Well, why? What do you do
Even
for a living?
Even if I go like to the post office, no one believes.
What do you do, Cherish? What's your job?
I'm a model.
You're a model.
Yes.
Now, Cherish Amour. That's a perfect name for a model. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no
it
way.
It sounds so fake.
There's no way your parents wanted you to be an accountant, you know, or a surgeon. You know what I mean? They you were born and they were like, this one's gonna be a model.
Mm-hmm. They wanted me to stand out. Plus, yeah. My mom was this crazy hippie and you know, sex and free love and.
So she was having lots of sex and free love.
Yes.
And.
And she really loved me, so she cherished me.
Ah, okay, I got it. And Amour because.
Yeah.
She's French.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Someone's
is
French
she French?
There.
Is
yes.
there a French? Your heritage, Quebec.
I'm French and Russian.
Quebec, or France. What?
Quebec.
Quebec. Am I saying it wrong?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you were correcting me.
No.
So we're here in Canada, and getting a little sidetracked, but you're a model, right?
Yes.
You know, you work, you do a lot, you obviously, you do, as we were talking about before the recording, you do a lot of gigs here.
Promotions, photo
shoots. You're one of your modeling jobs is one of the things that I find most interesting about you. You do the Playboy Halloween show every year, right?
I've done a few parties for them.
Okay, not just the Halloween.
Charity events, the Halloween.
So, but when we talk about for them, I mean, you're going down to the mansion.
Yes.
And you're not doing spreads for the magazine. You're like performing for the parties at the mansion.
Yes. We get there at like 8 a.m., some ridiculous early hour. The party's like at 8 p.m., but they have like 10 to 12 girls they all need to paint.
Mm-hmm. So it's body, they body paint you?
Body painted, fully nude.
Mm-hmm. 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 And then...
We have to pose for 2 to 4 hours.
Okay,
while
so
they're painting us.
So during the day, you're there for about 12 hours or so. They're painting you, and you hold still for a couple hours. You know, you get breaks, right?
And sometimes they paint us in sections. Like they'll do the top half, give us a break, and then the bottom half.
Okay.
So we can run around and play with the peacocks,
right.
The monkeys.
There's peacocks and monkeys at the Playboy Mansion?
Yes.
Oh, man. half is living every man's dream, seriously. Mm-hmm. But then at 8 o'clock, the party starts.
Yes.
What do? You just stand around painted?
Well, usually they have like the red carpet in the front. So they'll have, say, someone interviewing someone taking pictures, and Megan Fox will come down. They'll interview her, and then they'll bring us out, and people will take pictures, and then we'll go do the party. That's when the drinking happens, and everyone's dancing, and
so
kind
you,
of lose track of one another.
As a body-painted person, are you allowed to drink and party, or you have to be sober and kind of pose?
Technically, I'm not supposed to drink, but no one really keeps track, you know? And you can kind of, like... wink at the bartender, can I have a drink?
Right. But you're working, though. You're not partying. You're working. Right?
Well, working and partying kind of blend. You know?
Well, I would imagine it does. But I guess what I don't understand, like, are you guys positioned like in different parts of the mansion? You know, as you're, you know, and here over here we have this body painted
and I'm
girl,
posed,
right,
very
right,
elegantly.
Or are you just walking around interacting with
people?
Or
I paint it as like a tree and I'm just posing.
Really, they paint you as a tree?
No, I was joking.
Sit you there.
They usually...
leave the comedy to the comedians, Cherish. I leave the modeling to you. you don't see me being naked with the body paint, you know. So you know, you leave the comedy to me.
Okay, I'll be good.
But that's amazing, though. So, like, tell me about some of those experiences, like at the Playboy Mansion.
That was really good. I got to meet some celebrities. I saw Kim Kardashian. Actually, I met Chris Evans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who's going to be
Captain
in my
America,
favorite movie,
The Avengers.
Yeah, that I'm just. This is, of course, going to air after the Avengers plays, but I'm saying this in advance because I expect it to be true. It's my favorite movie of all time.
You haven't even seen it yet.
Well, by the time this airs, I will have already seen it.
Okay. You got plans.
So, Chris Evans, I heard he had to gain weight for the Avengers. Was he already kind of buff when you met him? Or?
He was very buff, but yeah. The only thing, he's the same height as me.
Oh, yeah? He's really short. You're not a short person by any means, but for a man, I would expect him to be taller.
That's short. You know?
Yeah, like you're tall for a woman, but you're not. You know, I would expect someone like he seems like a taller guy.
Yeah,
you know?
I like my men taller.
Yeah. So you didn't hook up with Chris Evans.
6'2", no.
So who'd you hook up with? Kardashians.
No, I didn't hook up with anyone.
What? It's the Playboy Mansion. Come on.
I just don't kiss and tell.
Yeah, fair enough. But do you ever fellate and tell? No. Do you ever do other things and tell?
But yeah, so, it was a really good night. A lot of girls ended up getting in, you know, the pool and the grotto.
Uh-huh. So, but then it's like, I guess at that point, then the body paint, you know, they don't care, right? It's just sort of...
It just comes off in the grotto. Right. It's really humid. Mm-hmm. So it melts.
So you're not a permanent man. So that's what other.
But they also glue little beads to you and feathers and sparkles.
Oh, so they're really dressing you up. That's crazy.
They really get into it.
Wow. That's half is he knows how to spend money wisely.
Yes.
I have these other friends. They're all talking about 401ks and other bullshit. You know, putting feathers on chicks. That's how you spend money.
That is.
What any other cool stories about being any other things about the Playboy Mansion? My listeners love to hear this kind of stuff.
Okay, one girl almost got her finger bitten off by putting it in the monkey cages.
No way.
Yes.
Like bitten off by the monkey?
Yeah,
like
the little spider monkeys, I think. Uh-huh. They're really like, they'll get you.
So was her hand painted to look like a bunch of bananas?
No. they just went for it.
Wow, that's crazy. That's something you don't hear. Okay, come on. But tell me.
I also met Ron Jeremy.
Really?
Yeah. He was really cool. He's a pervert.
Yeah. No, that's what from I met him once at a pervert convention.
Really?
Basically, it. It's a thing that happens.
Is it a sex show?
No, it's a big giant party in Key West that happens every year.
Is that the swingers party?
The swingers there. It's not exclusively swingers. It's called Fantasy Fest.
I've heard of that.
And they got to do a lot of body painting.
The guy that paints at the Body Mansion, at the Playboy Mansion, also does the body painting there.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. So, yeah, it's kind of a cool thing. I saw Ron Jeremy there a few times. Okay. So, I don't know.
Did he hit on you?
No. Did he hit on you?
Yes.
Wow, did you hook up with Ron Jeremy?
No, definitely not.
Now, he's a short man, time. Right? Like, he's pretty short.
Short and unkept.
Is he really?
Yes.
Like, I get the impression from his movies that he's just so clean and no, I'm kidding, of course. He looks pretty gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah, no. If he didn't have that large, giant penis, we would not be talking about him right now.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who else I met? The guy that does the reality show, The Cat House. About the whore house.
Oh, yeah, the one in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
No,
what's his name again?
I don't know. I know the whore house because I've been to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you seen Air Force Amy?
I don't know any of the characters in the show, but me and my friend, we were outside of Reno, and we decided to go to that club. So, I don't know, what other gigs? Playboy is awesome, but like, you do some other cool stuff. Like, what else?
Okay, what else have I done? I've done some clothing line shoots, like West Coast Leather. That was really cool. I actually shot that in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
When I lived there, nice. Yeah.
Very cool.
And some music videos.
Yeah. And you did a photo shoot for my favorite radio station.
Yes, I did.
That's right. We can plug out to that. I'll probably post, when I advertise this show, I'll probably post some of those photos again.
Okay. But hey, I look different now, right?
You do look different. We'll have to take more pictures.
Okay.
We'll have to do,
So what do you think? Brunette or blonde? Did I do a good thing?
I think you look fantastic. Okay. And I think you, as a blonde, you look fantastic. Mm-hmm. As a brunette, you look great. I think you've got a versatile set of features, like, because you've got dark eyebrows and dark eyes, so I think it works either way.
Now, what do you think if I went red? One day, not now. Not this exact moment.
I've got, you're kind of killing me. I've got a little thing for the red.
I do.
So
okay. Like poison ivy.
If you were poison ivy red, I don't know what I would be doing right now. I'd be crying because I know I can't have you. But what else should we do? What else? So Playboy, we got some magazines, we got some other stuff. I think we're running out of time. Okay. Let me just go ahead and wrap up. Where can people hear about you? Look at me.
I can Google my name.
Google your name.
I'm Googleable.
Which is Cherish Armoire.
Cherish Armoire.
You have a website, right? Don't you?
I don't anymore. I took it down.
Really?
I was dating this guy.
That makes a lot of sense to take down a website when you're trying to promote your modeling. No, that makes sense.
I know, right? But no, I'm probably going to put it back up very shortly.
Okay.
It's Cherry is Bomb.
Cherry is Bomb. So maybe there'll be a cherryisbomb.com, but if not, you can look her up at Cherish Armoire. Google her. You'll see lots of pictures of her naked, body painted at the Playboy Mansion. And thank you, Cherish. Thanks for helping me out.
You're welcome.
This has been On the Road. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.